for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. In Season 2 of Hacks and Hobbies, we're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to another Monday Breakdown. It's week number 24. That means we have 28 more weeks to go in 2019. Hacks and Hobbies is a podcast about life hacks and hobbies that I've tried out at some point in my life, as well as some that I'm super passionate about and growing them to make life more enjoyable. Besides being a father to three kids, there always comes a time, a point, when you almost want to automate some of the tasks so kids follow directions and we have a simpler life. But there's a lot more to fatherhood and parenthood, for that matter, than just getting kids to follow directions. It's almost like a two-way conversation and negotiation tactics that I've just got to get good at. So yeah, hobbies and life hacks. We focused on a lot of the hobbies and talked to a few guests over the last 6 to 8 months. We've had the chance to listen to stories and journeys from book authors, screenwriters, film producers and directors, entrepreneurs in so many industries, marketing, animal whisperers, life, business and performance coaching. It's certainly a very rich and diverse playing field. But I keep coming back to video production, beekeeping, and cycling. With cycling, I keep myself strong and limber. With beekeeping, I have access to local and fresh honey. And video production helps me focus on storytelling and getting nitty-gritty with video production-specific gadgets, such as sliders, cranes, cameras, and lighting gear. Now, last week, you got to hear some amazing guests. With Julian Smith, David Berkus, Alan Wade, and Mike Graham. But this week is pretty jam-packed as well. Starting off Tuesday with Shelley Allen, I met her through Errol's LinkedIn Mastery Facebook group, and she's helped me edit a few chapters for some of the books that I was part of. In fact, one of the chapters that I started writing was so huge, 17,000 words, and she helped me bring it down to about 3,000 words for The Magnetic Entrepreneur. The next chapter that she helped me edit is coming out in Insights, The Proven Strategies for Success, a book authored by Antoine Eraldi. Among 14 total authors, I get to have my chapter in there. So this book is about how entrepreneurs thrive in the modern world and how you can too. So it's got a lot of good tips and tricks. So come back and check out the episode with Shelley Allen tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, I get to speak with Quentin Allums. Now, I've never met the man, but I have been connected with him through LinkedIn, Facebook, and through the many groups that he manages. I've been following his journey, which is an amazing journey. He's a pretty amazing influencer himself, a content creator, and just an overall awesome human being. So yeah, come back and check out Quentin Allum's episode on Wednesday. Continuing down the week with Thursday, we have Falguni Katira. She's a brand purpose-based marketer. I met her through social media as well. LinkedIn primarily, I believe, and we got a really awesome human connection. We chatted during our intro call, and we got some really amazing mindset things that we talked about that jived with the way I think. She is doing some amazing things in the community. She's helping women who've been away from work, professional world, raising their children, and coming back and joining the workforce. So she's helping them gain confidence and gain great mindset. On Friday, we get to speak with my good friend, Andrew Caters. I met him back in Colorado, and this was during a short film or a short TV series that we were shooting called Anomaly. He was the lead character, and I was brought in to do some behind-the-scenes video. And I got to work with him and shoot some video around him, and even got to do my very first interview on video with him back in Colorado. Since then, he went to LA and has worked on a lot of cool films. He's also a martial artist, so he's always choreographing these amazing fights. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring him on the podcast is because I love movie making, filmmaking, photography, and him being on front of the camera a lot of the times, acting and stunts and whatnot. It was really awesome to see his point of view of all the cool things that he's been doing on camera. So come back on Friday and check out that episode. In other updates, I've been riding my cycling. I've been riding my bicycle regularly, getting stronger steadily as well. I started riding on my birthday, June 4th, and since then I've probably done 10 rides. It should have been more, because it's been 14 days since my birthday, so I think I've ridden a lot more than 10 rides, but it's been a learning effort. It's been a learning journey. I've been doing the trainer road and going through their base training so I can get stronger and build my aerobic breathing apparatus. Keeping my heart rate below 140 is the goal, because that's where the fat burning kicks in. So it's been an awesome journey. I got to ride outdoors with my friends, with my teammates, and I've got to ride indoors in the training when it's raining out. Been pretty exciting. Super excited to continue the journey and continue riding. We do have a century ride coming up end of August, so I want to be prepared for that. I know my team overall is getting stronger as well, so I just got to keep up the momentum and keep getting stronger daily with the daily workouts and daily riding, and of course eating healthy, because all that workout, and if you're not eating healthy, then you just losing it to the birds. In video production or movies specifically, since I am a huge movie buff, got to go and see John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, which apparently means war. So I've known about the movie John Wick for quite some time. The first one came out back in 2014. Then Chapter 2 came out 3 years later in 2017. And we were graced with Chapter 3 just now a couple of weeks back. And it was a really good movie. I saw a lot of parallels between Chapter 2 and Chapter 3. Some of the fight scenes had similar elements that I'm not going to reveal here, just so in case you haven't seen the movie, you're probably going to see it yourself when you do get to see it, the parallels. But again, the movie 1 and 2 were kind of disconnected between the two, but then 2 or 3 were connected like right after each other. Like, wherever the second one ended is where the third one started. So I'm guessing Chapter 4 is going to be in a very similar fashion. What I was really awesome and delighted to see was Lawrence Fishburne in the second movie. And as you've known, Lawrence Fishburne and Keanu Reeves worked together back in the Matrix days, right? We had Morpheus and Neo. Now we have, you know, Morpheus, or we had Lawrence Fishburne in this movie. And it's really funny to realize that Lawrence Fishburne is actually just 3 years older than Keanu Reeves. But Keanu Reeves looks a lot younger, doesn't he? Anyways, overall, it was a great movie. I got to go see it Saturday evening with my teammates, and it was really cool to, you know, check it out. There are some movies in the theaters that I would love to go see. One specific one is Aladdin with Will Smith playing the genie. And there are some other new characters, new actors that we get to see playing old characters. And another movie that's coming in summer, probably down the road, is Lion King, the live action. Is directed by Jon Favreau, who directed The Jungle Book, which was supposedly also live action, but it was a lot of animation, of course. It was really nicely done. So I have high hopes for The Lion King. It's going to mimic, you know, 20-year-old original Lion King. It's got the same song. It's got exact same scenes. In fact, it almost looks like they're using the original movie as a wireframe, and this is the high fidelity version. So kind of interesting to see that. One tweet that I did get to see was that Beyonce, Queen B, as mentioned in the first episode of this podcast, is playing Nala in The Lion King. So that's pretty exciting. I can't wait to see her performance and how she did. And as we all know, Queen B is Queen B, makes the world a better place. Anyway, so we've got some updates on cycling as well as movies. And in the beekeeping area, I'm working with my good friend to get some extraction happening, get some honey extracted this week or this coming weekend. So super excited for that. I will definitely keep you guys addressed and keep you guys posted on how much total honey was harvested. He did manage to harvest from his own beehive about 50 pounds of honey from 20 frames. Now, those 20 frames were kept as super frames, 9 frames in a 10-frame box as opposed to 10 frames in a 10-frame box, which I have set up. So it'll be interesting to see how much honey I really get from my frames. It's definitely not going to be similar the yield as what he got from his batch. Anyways, so beekeeping, movie production, and cycling, those are the three main topics I love talking about. If you have a topic in these main categories, please reach out. I'm always looking for more guests to speak with me. I'm super excited to speak with 3 guests at least this week. Look out for the episodes this week and look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hacks and Hobbies. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on upcoming interviews with amazing guests.